This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating progress note on patient Freeman, F-R-E-E-M-A-N, first name Lawrence, L-A-W-R-E-N-C-E, date of birth May 18, 1954, the date of evaluation February 2, 2022, patient, the chief complaint, routine follow-up. The patient is a 67-year-old male who was initially referred for evaluation in October of 2019, period. He was found to have an abnormal ECG, period. He had no symptoms, period. Routine EKG had revealed episode of second-degree AV block, period. He was noted to have inguinal hernia and was felt to require surgery, period. He was then referred for a Holter evaluation. The Holter evaluation revealed minimum heart rate of 48 beats per minute, period. The maximum heart rate was 113 beats per minute, with an average heart rate of 68 beats per minute, period. The longest pause was 2.1 seconds, period. He was then referred to Dr. Carlton Nibley for EP study, period. However, this apparently had not been done. He was referred for echocardiogram, period. Echocardiogram at that time revealed slightly increased size of the aortic root at 4.2 to 4.5 centimeters, period. The patient was seen in follow-up in October of 2021, at which time the aortic root was noted to be 4.7 centimeter, period. The ascending aorta was dilated and measured 4.6 centimeter, period. The patient was subsequently referred for CT angio. He had initially deferred on obtaining the CT angio, period. However, he underwent CT angio on February 3rd, 2022, period. This demonstrated dilatation of the aortic root. The aortic root measures 50 by 60 millimeters, period. The ascending thoracic aorta is also dilated, measuring 44 millimeters at the level of the main pulmonary artery, period. No dissection was noted, period. The horizontal aortic arch measures 22 millimeters and the descending thoracic aorta measures 27 millimeters, period. Atherosclerotic changes were noted, period. There was dilatation and hypertrophy of the left ventricle, period. The patient is now seen in routine follow-up, period. He notes that he had COVID-19 approximately a month ago, period. He is now back to his baseline, period, i.e. his 85 to 90% of his baseline activity, period. He has no chest pain, no palpitations. He continues to exercise strenuously, period. The past medical history, pre-diabetes, next number hypertension, next number hernia, next number melanoma, past surgical history, iliotibial injury, medications, hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligrams one daily, Losartan 50 milligrams one daily, amlodipine, 5 milligrams one daily, metformin, 500 milligrams half daily, enteric-coated aspirin, 81 milligrams one daily. The allergies, penicillin, 60 years ago, family history, father with diabetes, mother with metastatic lung disease, social history, yes, history of cigarette smoking, alcohol, and distant history of marijuana use, otherwise unremarkable. The impression, 67-year-old male with history of second-degree AV block type 2. Next number, episode of second-degree AV block type 1. Noted to have aortic aneurysm on echocardiogram and CT angio, period. The size of his aneurysm appears to be increasing, period. He has history of inguinal hernia, period. He further has diabetes type 2 and hypertension, period. The plan, I will refer him to Stanford for evaluation of his aneurysm, period. Next number, increase losartan to 100 milligrams daily, period. Continue amlodipine, continue hydrochlorothiazide. I will defer on beta blockers given his history of intermittent second-degree AV block. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.